Pinatowi, I'm thank you so much for coming on. It's just been a hell of a week, a hell of a fortnight. In fact, the news that Jane Shaw had gone ahead and spent 6 months, the officials had spent 6 months preparing the ETS review. They got permission to, in September 2022, here for the review. At that time, cabinet directed to make sure involve Māori at every stage of the process.
Yeah.
They put up a proposal in section 40 of their paper, said that they had a process by which they were going to involve Māori at every step of the every step of the way. And so what we learned, well, I learned from an article in the paper yesterday, is that they did none of that. They just spent 6 months developing this whole thing in secret. Of course, the handful of Māori that they were going to, get some feedback on, I suppose, to tick the box on their consultation, gave them literally a day to respond to 150 pages and not allowed them to go to their governance group or to, to whatever. So it really is an appalling, insulting, anti-treaty process they have actually followed. And, in spite of being directed by cabinet, they needed to work with the Māori to have it. Ngātahi, thank you for coming on. The reason I've because in actual fact, I understand you have planted on your own land permanent forest or traditional forestry. And I thought, well, you might be someone, if you've got skin in the game, you might be able to give us some your reaction to how Shaw and the officials have gone about this.
Yeah, kia ora whai, Donna. Thank you very much for having me tonight. Look, I'd probably say is that the climate change, like numbers aside, right? Yeah, you're right. We do have skin in the game in terms of Opodi. We've got 16% of the forestry sector there, and we've got about over $30 million in carbon. But due to the Climate Change Commission acting in an irresponsible manner and the chairman wanting to crash and trash the carbon farming, the effects for us on our own land and the cost and our forests is at jeopardy, and the value is falling because of the uncertainty. Now, like it's an election year, and
yep.
We've been involved in this for the last year in terms of working with some of the real experts of forestry. But as I said, it's an election year, and sadly, too often when our own people hear climate change, they think the polar bears are dying, eh? but the polar bears have been around. They've been around for a million years, and the last time I checked, there weren't too many of them stomping around and Naitahu or anywhere here in our country. So far, what I would say is the only bears that we need to worry about up here in Ngāpuhi and using your own lawyer is Mama Bear and Papa Bear. Because as far as some of the kōrero I've heard, the climate change there, they're taking the porridge. And we just, I think probably the best thing for us is really think about whether we liquidate those assets to ensure that we preserve the value of those assets. So that's something that our board are currently discussing in a hui that's coming up in the next kind of week, within the week. But I would say that, and I've said this before, for us in Opodi, where the land is extremely marginal, this is the pretty much, other than farming white-faced bulls, this is the only real commercial economic light that our whānau and our tribe have seen. And we don't want that flame to be extinguished. So, as I said, all we can do is replace those who are making these decisions, fire.
No, that's appalling. You mustn't. No, we absolutely have to win this. Cannot let, I would agree with you, but if there was no other option. But the fact is that the proposals that have gone, that are going to go to Cabinet for the ETS review, are based on rubbish. They're based on lies that have been already debunked. That's lie of oversupply. That's lie that farm, or you know, so much farmland has been gobbled up in forestry. Like the lie that it's permanent forestry that is causing slash. You know, like the lie that you can grow natives without a cover. It's all rubbish. And that officials know this. Officials were made aware last year when they tried to get rid of permanent forestry and take it out of the ETS. Our technical team, led by Te Kapa Stu, she met with them, and yourself, Senatoria, I forgot you were part of that. You have already worked with officials to let them know that the assumptions upon which their proposals are based are rubbish. And the fact that they're carrying on is astounding to me, that they have brought back all the rubbish lies that were debunked last year. They've brought them back into this new ETS review because those are the same assumptions they are basing their proposals for the ETS on. And, of course, the guts of it is that they get rid of offsetting, they get rid of carbon credits and force emitters into making the changes dramatically. Now, you know, I don't think the farming community understands what that means for them. I don't think that Big Oil understands what that means for them, but the banking industry came out yesterday, Treasury came out yesterday to say this is going to have a devastating impact on households. The cost of living is going to go through the roof.
Absolutely.
And Rod Carr had their way. Can you just say to your board, please hold up, because we have to stop this. The Māori caucus must do something to help Māoridom. There is no other option, as you say, Penetawi. There's nothing else that's going to work, that's going to grow, that's going to give the returns that this carbon forestry. When we're talking, you plant out 25% of our land, that's $16 billion in our pocket. That's jobs for our people. So no. If you can just ask them, please hold up and instead put pressure on on Pēni Henare, on Willie Jackson, to actually help us in this fight.
Well, we're actually, the part of the reason why I was saying we're liquefy some of those assets is that so we could purchase more seedlings to plant out more land. I didn't mean in the sense that we're going to pull out of the game. Most definitely not. We've got another roughly 400 hectares going in again this year, and we had a strategy of about 1,000 to 1,200 hectares of carbon over 3 years, and so we still want to maintain that. Still want to maintain that goal. But the real travesty here and the tragedy here in the north is the Opoti Forest. It's 21,000 hectares. And all that the Crown at the time of the Muri Whenua settlement could conjure up was 18 carbon units per hectare. And that gives us roughly $30 million. That's all we were allocated through our settlement. When I'd run the math, it should have been in the vicinity of about $800 or $900 million, because at the time our members of our leaders of our tribes, they didn't understand it as such, and the price was so small. And now that the price has gone up, it was at 82, but it's dropped down again. Fine, and just to give you some perspective. Here now, our forest will have gone from $30 million. Now that asset's worth $22 million since October last year. So that's essentially $8 million of the Crown robbing us of what was our treaty settlement.
And the two people who are jawboning means when you're pushing the price down, is actually James Shaw and Dr. Rod Carr. Dr. Rod Carr has been out there in the finance sector. They've been really talking down the ETS, and this is the result, is that the value of those credits is falling. It's just unbelievable. How are we going to meet our obligations? Well, you know, we've got, we have to actually, you can't just push emitters so quickly. You have to have a fair transition, means you give them time to make the adjustments. Without pushing the huge costs of those transitions onto households, onto their customers, and that's unfortunately what's going to happen. And as I, you know, as I've said before, Dr. Carr is well aware that it's households and the poorer households that will carry the burden of this, that it will be Māori households. And he said, well, let the cards, let the chips fall where they may. I mean, heaven's sake, this is the chairman of the Climate Commission showing such a cavalier and reckless attitude towards our people. You know, there must be a reason, Penetoe, why Joe Cody is making such a big investment into carbon forestry. It must be that there is these kind of returns there. That's what these fellows are doing.
Yeah, well, we need the money. We need to generate enough revenue to acquire back our former estates and interests. It's pretty simple. Where the Crown's not on the game of giving us back the entirety of the land, even though they even like in talking about private land, and if it means that we're going to buy the golf courses, we're going to buy the farms, we'll just do that. And we'll do that by using the emission trading scheme. But look, I'm elated at the fact that in just under 6 months we'll be having an election, and it'll look like a very different waka post October.
Well, I'm very much hoping your papa gets back in. the great gift that he and Winston were. The unfortunate thing, Penetoe, is we've got to put up with Winston, bad mouthing Māoridom. That's the only bad thing. But, you know, we know what he's doing because he's just trying to get the old Pākehā's racist to vote for him. And then when he gets in, I have to tell you that I've seen him do this before. He gets in and then he does everything in his power to help Māori development of the regions. Well, that's what happened last time.
Yeah. The thing is, Mato will say, you know, his words are his words, and he's our rangatira, so we support Mato Winston implicitly, and we trust his judgment. But I do say that there's a lot of people saying a lot of things, and he's saying one thing, but he's delivering. But there's there's a whole host of other, you know, another crowd that are blowing their foghorn, but then there's absolutely a whole lot of waha and not much kaha.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. You know, Winston, he's got to be my all-time favourite politician. And he's on a trajectory getting back in. I think there will be a different landscape. I'm hoping that, I am hoping that Labour gets back in. But we really have to have another look at the whole way that they're running climate change, because it's not working. It's definitely not working for Māori. And I just felt sick to my gut. I read that they'd been working in secret on this, hadn't even bothered to come out to stakeholders. We've got Māori forestry, I'll tell you, foresters. You guys are good at this stuff. They come and talk to you about how we can do this together. Instead, these fucking bloody bureaucrats doing it on their own, think they know everything, and then now we're on the back foot trying to get Māori caucus, James, Megan Woods, she's just come into this. I don't know how long she's going to be the Ministry of Forestry. I wrote a sharp letter to them both yesterday, to Megan and James. Haven't had a reply, but we just can't let them get away with this. Have you?
Yeah. No, tautoko anei ngā kōrero. Fully support your sentiments that you've shared, Tarepa Donna. I appreciate your strong leadership on this cause.
You just hang in there. Okay, my dear. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. Thank you.
Ngā mihi, kaki te anō.
Well, you know, I say once again, this has been a goddamn hard week. We have been kicked around by James Shaw, by Dr. Rod Carr of the Climate Commission. There are Māoris in the Green Party. Can you save us, please, Marama and Liz Kerikere? Can you please, you know, Tani Te Kingi, you're in there, and Lisa Tumahai, can you get this Pākehā Rod Carr off our backs? Anyway, people, it has been a hard week, and I'm just glad that I've been able to share some of the frustrations with you this week. So until next week, ka kite anō.